It is that place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. And that has been happening since 1955 at the Evangel Home of Fresno, a shelter for women and children in crisis. And you've tuned into the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. My pleasure to introduce your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
All right. Ken Adams always does such a great job. You know, I always do this, or nearly always open every program with a thank you to Ken Adams. And I hearken back to my beginning days in radio, and there was a program on called Chapel of the Air, and the speaker there always acknowledged his announcer, or frequently, maybe 3 days a week, would acknowledge his announcer. And, you know, sometimes those people just get lost in the shuffle or mentioned, you know, by name. But the program doesn't happen without our dear brother Ken putting it all together. And we so appreciate his commitment to this ministry and to making this thing happen. Jerry, we're in your office. Jerry Brenneman, the director of Evangel Home, and we have what looks to be a success story sitting beside us, and we want to unpack her story a little bit. We don't often talk a lot before we turn on the microphone, but today we got off on the subject of bucket lists. And what fun! What a fun thing just to catch up and reinvigorate. It's kind of a warm afternoon in here, and to get things going. So anyway, talk about your bucket list.
Well, maybe for those of our listeners who don't know what a bucket list is, it's simply what you want to do before you die, correct?
Yeah,
you've
got
your list, and they can't be really save the world or you're going to help mankind, because that's kind of a lifelong thing. But what do I want to do?
Yeah, it's basically an event.
Yeah, it's an event. It's an event, and one of the things on my bucket list is to play an instrument in an orchestra pit at a Broadway play. Only I don't play any instruments, so that has to be also on my list. I have to learn an instrument. I would love to play a silver trumpet. Don't ask me why. I have no idea, but to have that gig in an orchestra pit at a Broadway fair where I get to play a silver trumpet.
You just never know how God's going to intervene in our lives, Jerry.
So. I might have to settle for playing the kazoo in a local production or something, but that would work.
Okay, there you have it, my listening friends. If you have a way to minister to Jerry, to help her fulfill her bucket list, and I'm going to check one off. The plan is this coming Saturday to jump out of an airplane. Something I've been dreaming about for 30 years, and I'm looking forward to that. Sounds crazy, but so am I. We have a guest with us. Let's hear her story.
Okay. Well, we can't not ask Kim what's on her bucket list. So I'll introduce her, and then you can think about that. Kim is in our Crossroads program. That's our 9-month apartment and many, many classes. She's been there since June, so really just a couple of months. But she's had a couple of interruptions along the way. Many of our listeners know, Jim, that when a woman comes into the crisis home, that's about a 28-day stay. Some come for just a while. Some stay a little bit longer. Some we extend their time, depending on a number of reasons, just for this facility. But then some, like Kim, look around at herself and think, I think I need a little new direction. And that's what Crossroads is. It's not just a housing complex, not just a place to go. It's a place to go and work out your life. And that's where Kim is. But just about the time she went over there, she learned her mother was very ill. Her mother passed away soon after she went next door. We gave Kim permission to go to another state to be with family, and she came back. And Jim, that told me a huge amount of stuff about Kim. That she is really serious about changing her life, because a lot of people, that would have been the draw to go back, and a very natural one. That's not a bad thing. It's just you want to go where you're most comfortable, and so often that is. You know who that kind of reminds me of is our Rosalind. Remember when she had graduated from the garden, was in Community Connection, and her oldest son was murdered.
Yes.
And I'll never forget grabbing her by the shoulders one day and saying, "Don't you leave here." And she said, "Why would I leave? This is my family."
Yeah.
And that's what has to happen, that we, in spite of all the things that go on here, and Kim knows that not everyone here is really here for the right reason, in spite of all that, this becomes your family, and you make it work.
Yeah.
And that's what I see her doing.
Well, bless you, Kim.
Thank you.
It's always so exciting to me to hear of the women understanding the need for change and making that commitment to submit to all the training that takes place so that they can learn and improve and change. And to be able to go home where the comfort zone is and say, well, that's a temporary hiccup. I got to go back and finish the work.
That means by then this place was feeling pretty like home to Kim, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Kim, let's back up again. We got to talk a little bit about why you came to Evangel Home in the first place, just to give people a point of reference, a little perspective. Why were you coming here?
I ultimately came to the Evangel Home because I had nowhere else to go. And it was while I was here in the crisis center that my relationship with God began. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd been saved some years back, about 5-6 years ago, but I never really had the relationship. Mm-hmm. But as I was here in this crisis home is when my relationship with God began.
Now, was there substance abuse or some kind of difficult life circumstances that put you in a tough spot so you had no place else to go?
Well, I do have a history of substance abuse. I had moved from Arizona to Fresno to get away from the old elements, per se. And when I came here, I had been clean almost a year. Mm-hmm. But I ran into some situations here, not being from here, not having any family members from here. I had no place to go. Mm-hmm. So in turn, I turned to the Evangel Home, and that became my home, away from home.
Okay. Well, you know, there are places here in town. Why Evangel Home? How did that particular connection come about?
Actually, I called that community information number, that 211 that you can call, and the lady, I believe her name is Deanna, and she's the one that referred me to the Evangel Home. It was the first one on the list, and it was the only one I called.
So did you have expectations or preconceived notions of what to expect when you got here? One of the questions I love to ask our women is, so you walked in the door, looked around, and thought,
what a beautiful home. And, you know, I had no preconceived, you know, of what it was going to be like here. I did not have a clue. I just thought it was going to be perhaps like a shelter that I would, you know, be able to stay at and while I'm looking for someplace permanent to go to, and it wasn't that.
Yeah, that's almost a universal answer, is it's a home. People come expecting a dormitory, I guess, or something far more institutional looking, but that's not the environment here. They provide a home type living atmosphere, which helps foster that family feeling that people fall into or transition into, at least over time. So you were in crisis home for how long?
I was in crisis home for a little over the 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, and then on June 1st is when I went into the Crossroads program.
Okay, so June 1st, we are now in October. How has Kim changed?
Kim is now comfortable with who she is. Kim actually likes the person who she's becoming. Wow. I love the person that I'm becoming, and my life today has actually got peace in it.
I love that. If you could just kind of boil down some event or class of significance. Well, let's talk about class. Is there a particular class that has been had more impact on your life change than another? What would that be?
Actually, that would be my boundaries class that I just I tested out of it today. And, you know, once you learn what boundaries are and how to set healthy boundaries and actually have boundaries in your life, it's awesome.
And sometimes I would think that's the only class we teach, because woman after woman will say that it's her favorite.
I would guess 80% mm-hmm. of the women we talk to talk about boundaries.
Yes. So that tells me they not only never had them and now know they need them, but they're picking up some good stuff that they're using right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's, you know, Kim's probably learning to say no around here. I have to realize that they can say no to me too when they're practicing boundaries.
Well, Kim, I don't know if you had a chance to glance down the road or give some thought to where things are. You know, it's pretty important you live in the now, in the moment for now. Have you given any thought to what might eventuate with a healthy Kim back out in the society?
Actually, a long time dream of mine is to go back to school. Mm-hmm. And I actually want to be a substance abuse counselor to help other people that have been down the path that I've been down. And, you know, what better person than someone who's been there.
Yeah, nobody understands like the one with experience. Would you classify that as a bucket list item?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything else on that list that you see as doable as an event?
Well, actually, with a background, with a my background of being Irish, I would love to go to Ireland.
Okay.
One of those things, I would love to go to Ireland. It's absolutely beautiful country.
I would like to go to Ireland, too. So maybe when you're ready, that would be a... We could plan a cruise.
Hey, ladies, write it down. Write it down. Put it on the list. See how things unfold. Wouldn't that be something? A couple of years, we'll come back here, sit down, and talk about your trip to Ireland.
Awesome.
That would be just awesome. Jerry, we've got about a minute and a half. Kim, bless your heart. It's such a delight to chat with you and see the clear eyes and the smile on your face and know that God's alive and in your life. And that's a blessing to all of us. We're coming into the fall, Jerry, and quickly recap expectations and needs for the holiday season, because it's not too soon to start talking there.
Our most significant need is going to be cash. It is a real, real tough time right now. Yeah. I'm working on the next newsletter, and the theme is going to basically be, It's a Wonderful Life. What if there had not been an Evangel Home? What if there won't be an Evangel Home? I think we're to the point we really need to seriously be thinking, if money doesn't pick up, how long do we keep cutting? We can't. And I realize with the economy the way it is, with everybody hurting the way they are, churches, businesses, everybody, that's just something we have to be very realistic about. What if we get to a point where there is not an Evangel Home? So that's our Christmas blessing would be, of course, to not have to think about that. But realistically, we do. The other thing I really would like help with is people like Kim, when she graduates from our program, ready to start a new life, ready to go out there and get a job. There are no jobs. It's hard enough, again, when you don't have a past or you don't have time at a shelter where you've taken out to relearn. There have got to be businesses out there willing to take a chance on some of our women. I would love to be able to be in partnership with them. So if any of our listeners have any clues, any connections, let me know.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you, Kim. And our listening friends, thank you. It's a delight. We so look forward to sitting down weekly or thereabouts and having our little chats and appreciate Ken again. But we're out of time for now. So thank you, our listening friends, and look forward to our next event, Lord willing, when we sit down and have a chat. Call it Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Well, there you have it, another edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, reached them by phone in the 559 area code at 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're hooked up to the World Wide Web, and who isn't these days, you can find the Evangel Home online at evangelhome.org. Here on the radio airwaves, though, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline from the Evangel Home in Fresno. We'll talk to you next time.